Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. To mark the 21st of June, the day the church remembers St. Aloysius, I'd like you to join me on a visit to a place which is possibly one of Rome's best-kept secrets, there to be discovered behind a heavy curtain in the church of Sant'Ignazio in the heart of this city, and revealed to me and to you by Professor of Fine Arts, Breda Ennis. So do join us there.
We're in a side chapel that's locked up most of the time, in which Breda is going to talk to us about the model of an existing altar inside the church itself.
Literally, we're in a chapel, which is something that's left from a church that was demolished. There is a tiny side chapel, which is the only little chapel remaining from the original Church of the Annunciation, which belonged to the Jesuit college right here behind the Collegio Romano. So
this is the first chapel in this building?
Yes.
And
yes.
No one gets to see it?
Well, yes. Mainly because I think it doesn't present itself totally as a finished church now because it's been chopped in two. Andrea Pozzo, Jesuit brother, famous painter, did some trompe l'oeil painting. He was famous for his trompe l'oeil style of painting, as you can see here. Now, this is a tiny little altar, which is almost like a part of the original design of the big altar that's outside in the church, dedicated to St. Luigi Gonzaga, the patron saint of students.
Better known to us as St. Aloysius.
Aloysius, in fact. I get so used to him with the name of the Gonzaga. He was a student in the Roman College, or the Collegio Romano.
Collegio Romano being a huge architectural complex within which both this chapel and the Church of St. Ignatius stand. You were saying about St. Aloysius?
He died very, very young because he was helping the sick, and he got sick himself, unfortunately. He was first buried in this little chapel. He was buried in the floor. And then they had serious flooding in this church, and he was moved to the wall. And eventually, when they built the big Sant'Ignazio, he was moved into his place of glory on the altar dedicated to his name. But what's curious about this is people don't know that inside here is the tiny model. Well, tiny, not so tiny, but compared to what's outside in the church. It's a small model of the high relief. Now, it's more than just a bas relief. It's a relief where you have a figure that's really seriously coming out of the wall. It's a sort of half a total sculpture and half a bas relief, so it's in between the two. But we'll talk a little bit more about that later when we go and look at the actual altar itself.
It's actually in white plaster.
Yes, stucco, white stucco. And then you see, for example, those twisting spiral columns where Pozzo painted here. He painted this chapel. He painted them in trompe l'oeil, so it's just a...
We have a stucco sculpture surrounded by Del Pozzo trompe l'oeil paintings of little green and twisty columns.
Yeah, and these columns are
a lot of red and ochre and around it. So it's like the stucco has been put into a sort of frame, as it were.
Yes, yes. Taking the place of the altar painting. So instead of being an altar painting, it's an altar sculpture. But again, a lovely play of dark and light, because wherever the light happens to fall, you'll find the little shades. So the whole thing seems to be alive with movement. And what's curious to see is Pozzo painting these spiral columns each side, which are repeated in real terms, like real columns, spiral columns, out in main church of Sant'Ignazio. Except also here, the vine leaves, you can see the vine leaves are painted on. Outside, they're in metal. So it's a secret. I think it's the most secret little chapel in Rome, for me personally. When I first saw it, I remember being deeply affected by it, because you get the smell of mustiness, you get the feel of what it must have been like here, also in the past when this area was flooded many times.
And but despite this being the model, it belongs to the same period as the main
church. Oh, yes. Well, Baroque and Jesuits go together, you know.
Hand in hand.
The inventors. And also, this, if you consider this church itself, and okay, we're in the tiny chapel that remains, was built by the students of the Roman College and their professors. During the summer holidays, they all helped physically to build this church. They actually got down on their hands and knees, but also the students and the priests from the college used to come down so late in the evening to pray in this old church of the Annunciata, in this little tiny chapel that has remained.
And a big thank you there to Breda Ennis, a professor of fine arts, who's currently teaching at the American University of Rome. Thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.